Lisa Tafoya has been treasurer for only a month, but she's worked in the office for 6 years and had already announced her decision to run for treasurer in the November 2014 election when she was tapped to replace Jim Ventrilo. Tafoya explains that the county holds the sale in order to get 100% of its property taxes, which must be divvied up among various entities according to mill levies and other agreements. The sale attracts investors who go from county to county buying up the liens.
And normally they're not interested in the property itself. They're interested in the interest that they earn. This year it's 10% per annum. So, you know, it's less than 1% per month, but it's better than what they can get a lot of times with other investments.
Never fear if you didn't pay your tax yet.
If you didn't make it in prior to tax lien, you can come in at any time after that, but you will pay additional fees.
But if you fail to pay taxes for 4 years, investors may acquire the property itself.
If it's a real piece of property, they've got to pay those taxes for a total of 4 years before they can apply for treasurer's deed.
Tafoya says the county usually has a full house, more than 100 investors for the sale. There are about 300 delinquent properties currently listed on the county website. That's from a total of nearly 20,000 properties in Delta County. Last year, some 240 properties went to tax lien sale. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.